Welcome back, Beppers, from another big week in fantasy. I don't even remember if it was big. It was probably big. I think a lot of people had big scores. I had another middling score. I had some fun with trying to depod my side and, getting rid of some underperforming point of differences and then, trying to trade in some highly owned, highly scoring guys, which didn't work so well. I paid a lot of money to bring in Sarong only to get absolutely shat on. I think he got tagged according to Dope, but I don't know. So that didn't work for me. I lost paid a lot of money to lose a lot of points, so that was fun. So guys like Brayshaw, who I didn't have, scored highly. At least Bond scored highly. My captain got 109. Flipped the switch on that. Took the VC. Didn't really work. I think I lost a point or two. Just an annoying round. All round didn't quite get the big scores I was chasing. Went pods last week. Didn't get the big scores I was chasing. Depotted this week. Didn't get the big scores I was chasing. I think the point of this whole story is you shouldn't chase big scores. I don't have the patience for it. Nevertheless, I have unpotted my side. I will continue to unpod my side this week. I think I'm going to bring in Bonner. I've kind of flip-flopped between who I'm bringing in. Roberts is sitting on the pine, being bye guy, so I've got to bring in a mid because I'm short on mid, so I was flip-flopping between Bonner and Duzma and Jay Hall and Francis and anyone under 665k, really. I think Bonner will depotify my side even more, so he's going to come in. So short story is over that long rant. Big scoring and I scored at mediocre, but I did beat Hawker, which is always good to do because he is full of himself, that guy. Granted, he does a lot of work in like Fantasy Factory or whatever it is, that thing of Milne's. And in the BEP League, he pretty much holds the league together, not going to lie, but loves to talk about himself and his own scoring. So pretty happy to not do that well and still beat him in Classic. Draft, I'm sure he smashed me. My draft teams have been a bit rubbish, especially the BEP League. But eat a dick, Hawker, if you're listening. And we'll proceed on to this week, which has been another big week. We are recording on Friday afternoon because I went to the footy last night. Didn't have a big night, took the kids, but it was fun. It was fun to see the Lions actually win a game at the MCG. They got a hold of the Demons in the end. Lost the last five or six goals or something of the game. Conceded rather than lost, which put a little dampener on it, but it could have been a 60-point win. It was a 20-point win. I think you take any win over the Demons. They've been going quite well at the MCG. It's been a bit of kind of big night, big day. Been spending a lot of time looking at Lions articles and then kind of browsing fantasy and getting everything ready for today. We are recording a little bit later than I would have wanted to, and just by myself because I did try and track down some guests. Two or three guys turned me down during the week, so they can all get bent. One of them was Derwin. He had a lot of shit to do. As he always is, busy, busy man. I was interested in picking his brain about how Gather Round was, because apparently it's cool. Can't be that cool since South Australia. But I'm sure Doe can come on at some point and tell us if Gather Round is in fact cool. Although if it's Doe telling us it's cool, we'd probably have to take that with a grain of salt, because that man is very, very uncool. He's about a teacher, for crying out loud. Not trying to stab at teachers, because there's a lot of them in the fantasy community, and some of them aren't terrible, I'm told. Without further ado, we will crack on and have a look at this week's game. I will pull out my little spreadsheet, which I made from when Matty Faz was on here, and I had to kind of walk him through the format, which is useful now. So thanks for that, Matty Faz. We have the Dogs and the Bombers, which should be an interesting match. I think the Dogs will take care of them easily enough. From a fantasy perspective, quite interesting as well. The Essendon mids are a bit of a question mark. I don't know what's going on with them. As I said, I picked Duzma to do all right. Hobbs is apparently going to be a streaming guy as well. And there's been talk a few of the others, Caldwell and whatnot, as pitching in, doing something. So they could be relevant. The Dogs forwards have been talked up as well. Guys like a Waitman or a Norton or something, if you can stream them. That could be interesting. So a bit happening in this match. From the ins and outs, we've got James O'Donnell coming in. He is just a complete waste of space. I picked him last year and picked him in a keeper league and then tossed him. Held on him for a while. Maybe he's a project player. Maybe he's not. No, he's not. I'm not sitting on the fence. He's useless. Don't go near him in any form of fantasy. Caleb Daniels omitted, free agent period at the end of the year, or trade period too. It's going to be interesting because surely people are going to want to get out of the Bulldogs. I don't know what Bevo is doing, but it's a bizarre. On the Essendon side, Durham comes in. That could be interesting for draft. Alan Davey, meh. Will Setterfield and Archie Perkins are injured, which are another big draft factors for anyone that's got them. It's going to kind of suck because I know in the deeper leagues, mids are hard to come by. But, yeah, so what does that leave us? Let's have a look. Too much in the trade-in, trade-out space. Harvey Gallagher, you would want to pick up if you haven't already, but it might be too late for him. Yeah, he's probably got a bit of money on his head now. What are we looking at with that guy? 390. Yeah, that's probably a bit too much to pay for him when he got a 51 last week coming off a 90. Yeah, you'd probably see clear of him. Yeah, otherwise I don't think there's too much. You'd go McRae if you happen to have him still. You'd want to get rid of him. You might even delist him in a draft, depending on what's on your waiver. Sub last week is just yuck. Captain wise, the Bont, that sticks out. English, I don't know if he'd captain English. I wouldn't be risking it. There's better captain options. The Bont's going to go ham. I don't know if the other big mids are going to go ham. Libba surprised me. Glad I didn't trade him last week. Was looking at doing that. Treloar, yeah, you could take a swing on any of the mids as a VC, and they'll probably go quite well from your draft perspective. All right, that's that game. Nice and quick. Let's jump on. This whole pod's going to be quick, so I might as well take a second to open a beer. Goat Pale Ale. Tasty Pale Ale of the Mountain Goat variety. I don't know if it's tasty. Ambitious naming. Tasty enough. It's Friday afternoon. Probably anything's tasty. But yeah, wasn't terrible. On special, I'll take it. Okay, no changes from the Giants. Windhager in. Good for owners that didn't trade him recently. Hugo Garcia is in. Garcia is a 200k mid forward, so if anyone's looking for one of those, it could be alright. Well, I imagine his job security is terrible. He will be sub, guaranteed. Hasty out. Zach Jones out. So, yeah, a few interesting bits and pieces from a trade-in perspective. Bono, you'd be looking at. Steele's done really well. He's probably still reasonably cheap from an kind of an undervalued mid point of view. 969, no, he's not. The time might have gone for that. Streaming, yeah, Seb Ross, if he's still available. Have a look on your waivers. Probably not. Stream GWS mids, I think they're going to go quite well. Captaincy, Marshall's probably the big one. Briggs has been giving up points to Rucks, oddly enough. So, and more Marshall's going, you could probably captain most weeks. And then your big mids, Green, possibly even Steele. With those other options, I probably wouldn't steal. But you never know, that might be alright. Alright, on to the next game. Carlton and the Crows. So, I've been thinking Carlton do this easily enough. The Crows are not undefeated, the complete opposite of undefeated. Undefeated. They can't win because they're crap. No, I don't know that they're crap. They've been underperforming. I actually rated them at the start of the season, but I don't know what's happening with them. Anyway, they won't win again. And Sam Walsh comes in. Interesting segue. Lockie Fogarty is out. Not too much other changes worth mentioning. Will Hamill, who seems to get smashed up by the Crows fans on Twitter. Lockie Goland, don't know if any of them are of any use. Patrick Parnell and Chrissy Burgess come out. So, yeah, not too much to talk about ins and outs. Streaming, no one in particular in that game I can think of. Captaincy, probably go Dawson. That's probably about it. Trade-ins, you can go Sam Walsh. I don't mind that. It might be a week too early. We don't know what he's like coming back from an injury. He's at 8.54. Yeah, jumping on early is not a terrible. I'd be waiting a week, but I wouldn't blame anyone who jumped on early on Sam Walsh. Not too many other people to think of in terms of trade-ins. Yeah, that's pretty much it for that game. Dawson, you might captain. Would you captain Laird? Yeah, maybe for something different. I probably wouldn't. All right. The Gold Coast Suns and the Hawks, and I think I'm going to tip the Gold Coast to get over the top of the Hawks. Well, that's not actually that surprising. The Hawks have been kind of average. Sorry, Nug, but they have. Although they did kind of fight back at the end of that Collingwood game, which was good to see. I hope they had get over the top of Collingwood, but they haven't. They didn't, which is disappointing from both a general football supporter point of view and a Hawks point of view, because no one likes the Pies except my son for some bizarre reason. Yeah, so anyway, we'll get on to no changes from either side, which is bizarre. The AFL says no late changes, which even more weird. The site and the apps seems to fall apart more by the day. I don't know who runs these things, but they are crap. Wouldn't kill them to get up on AWS or something. Anyway, so yeah, not too much report from team changes. Probably the big thing is the people who didn't come back in. Sexton's dead. Obviously, if you didn't get rid of him last week, you'd want to do that. Yeah, anyone else from that recent cull has not come back in, which is an odd choice because the Suns got beat up a bit last week. Dimmer's sticking with his kids, which is good on him. Don't think it's going to work for him, but long term, this week it will. Which I suppose is why he hasn't brought everyone back in. But Flanders is a good pick. He seemed to have that Sexton role annoyingly because I invested a lot of chips in Sexton, especially from a keeper league point of view. Graham has been talked up. He's your 252 mid. A lot of talk in the fantasy world, especially around the traders on Will Graham this week. Don't know why myself. I suppose he's all right. People need a guy to come in on that lower level and pick up and kind of be guaranteed some job security. Got a 63 last week. That's sort of fine. Yeah, you could do it. If he's, people think he's got job security, then maybe he does. I like Cloisi myself. What's he sitting on? Cloisi. 253 defender. Yeah, I was keen to pick him up, but I didn't need any defenders more than I needed mids because of my buy problems. But yeah, I quite like that. You'd probably go Charlie Compton over him, but if it's a money situation, Cloisi's good. He scored quite well last week from memory. 95, yes, very well. First game last week, it was a debutante game, or was that like four? I don't know. Either way, like the look of him. Take another swig of my tasty pale ale, which is less tasty by the day. By the second. Streaming, Warple. I've been liking what Warple's doing. Bit down last week, but I think he's finding a spot in that midfield if he's still there. Ambrosio, you'd also have to get rid of, I think. People might keep him, but yeah, with the buy situation and him probably going to be starting to lose some money soon, you have to think about getting rid of him. You could stream Meek too. I don't mind that. If he's still sitting on your waivers, you might want to have a look, see if you can get some Meek action, because he's been pretty good recently. I've liked some of the stuff he's done over the last couple of weeks while I just try and fill a couple of seconds to look up. 92 and 89, so he has got that position over Reeves, I think, which is annoying because I pulled Reeves in a couple of draft leagues to the Swords at the start of the year. But Meek seems to have that position and he's scoring quite well. I think his ownership would be probably reasonably high in draft leagues, but it's worth a look. All right, on to the next game. Port Adelaide and Frio. This should be an interesting one, given that Frio got absolutely robbed, but it was funny because there's so many Frio supporters on Twitter, which is odd because you never see them in real life, which kind of makes me think maybe they don't really exist and they're all just bots. West Coast people, you see, even on TV, oddly enough, they still go to the game, so props to them. But yeah, I debate that Frio fans actually exist. Prove me wrong, guys. Come and meet me in the street and buy me a beer. I'm always into people buying me beers because I'm real poor. So yeah, if I can find some evidence in the actual world that Frio people exist, because even when I go to the games, don't see too many at the stadiums in Melbourne anyway. They could be fake people in Perth. I don't know if Perth people count at all, just for anything. So yeah, interested to know if Frio fans exist. Nevertheless, I have tipped Frio here. I think they're going to win by 13 points. Yeah, looking for a Port to be taken down a peg. Not a big fan of Port in general. Ollie Wines comes in, so that's good, but I think you should trade him out if you haven't already. Sam Powell-Pepper comes in after his enforced suspension from the start of the season. Travis Boak is out injured, and Jeremy Finlayson is out for that whole scandal, which I won't touch on too much. But yeah, you know what happened there. Erasmus comes in. He will 100% be the sub because I don't like him at all, and I think he'll be out come trade period this year because Frio, yeah, there's no Frio fans, and there's certainly no Frio fans of Erasmus, not in the coaching staff anyway. But yeah, there's certainly going to be some big points here to be had. Captaincy wise, I think you can go Sarong, you can go Brayshaw, Either, I think it's a bit 50-50 at the moment. Hopefully Sarong bounces back, because I spent a lot of money trying to get him and it pissing me off. But you never know. Would I buy either of those guys? Yeah, probably I would invest in Brayshaw again if I didn't get rid of him previously. But you know, I don't want to get into that because it's painful. Yeah, you could still do Sarong, I think. He might have even dropped a couple of dollars over the last week. So there's that to be done. You want to trade out Wines, you want to trade out Fife. Though Fife did all right last week. I think if you still got Fife, you could hold on to him. It's not urgent to get rid of Fife. I don't know that there's too many others you'd bring in from either of those two teams right now, apart from maybe, you know, your big mids of Rosie. Rosie's been a gun. You could probably captain Rosie. I liked what he did last week. That was amazing. Love that he just shat all over Butters. You could bring in Butters if you want. I wouldn't, because he's a dick. But, you know, people do. Streaming-wise, I'm stealing a lot of those streaming things off Matty Faz this week, and he says Walters could be a good option. I don't mind it. He's usually available on the waiver wire of most draft leagues, so yeah. If you're short of forward because of the bias, it's not a bad option. I don't hate it. Worth a look. All right, on to the next game. We have the Cat Attacks up against North. So yeah, I don't really think that North got too much of a chance, but they were okay last week, and maybe the Cats are due for a down game, so you never know. This is a Sunday game, obviously, because we've got a lot of ins and not too many outs. Connor Sullivan comes in, Sean Manor, which will be the sub, Shannon Neal, so I'm tipping Shannon Neal and Connor Sullivan to not play at all, and Sean Manor to be the sub. They have not omitted anyone. On the North side, you've got Sellers, Robert Hanson Jr., who I've never heard of, Will Phillips, Jackson Archer, Blake Drury are in, to Cameron Zuha and Jaden Stevenson, who is injured. What a shock, Jaden Stevenson injured. That guy's injured all the time. Omitted. He should be injured. Injured, omitted, who cares? He's out. He's never in. He's just spud. He probably isn't. I don't know, but not a fan. Not reliable. Not good. Shouldn't have got him. The end. A couple of debutantes on that, which are relevant, even though I don't think either of them will end up getting picked, but those teams must almost be dropping. Wonder if I'll still be on the line when they drop. We'll see. Could be an interesting talking point. Sullivan is a defender at 270. Sellers is a forward for 200. So either of them could be useful from a double downgrade week this week, which I suspect it will be for many people, because there's not too many interesting things to do. Could be looking at those guys. Check your teams at 5:15 today. See what's come out of that. Streaming wise, Matty Faz says Zach Toy and Hawkins. I think, I don't know about Zach Toy. Hawkins, yeah, obviously forwards against North. Anything you can find on your waivers from Geelong that's playing North, that's a forward, I don't mind. Stengel, Hawkins, whatever you can find that's sitting around, could be quite good. Guarantee you a 70 pretty much this week. Captaincy, it's pretty much Sheasel, and I don't think there's too many other options there from either team. So, but I quite like that Sheasel if you're chasing a captain late and you're throwing your VC out. I think that's a very good option. Me, myself, I went Gorn as the VC, so I'm not worrying about doing anything. That's worth 149 points worth of VC, especially when you've got the buy players just a loop in. You don't even have to worry about whether your loop's going to work. It is amazing. So, yeah, my captaincy has been stitched up for the week, which is fantastic, but I did consider Sheasel as one of my options. I think he'll be very good. On to the next game, another lots of ins and no outs, courtesy of the Sunday squads. Andrew Gaff comes in, Tyler Brockman, and Alex Witherden. I don't know if Alex Witherden will make the team. He's a very fantasy-relevant player, especially for Drusset, if he does, but yeah, I'd be surprised. He's not a good footballer. I've always said that. Liam Baker, Sam Naismith, Hugo Ralph Smith, and Sam Banks come in while Jack Ross goes out because he's injured, which is interesting because I think Matty Faz said to stream Jack Ross. This must have been full of team shit. So you're wrong with that one, Matty Faz. You can put that against your little Mrs. column. Bow, bow. I wonder if his back's better. I hope so because his streaming options aren't. Whoop, bam. Take that, Matty Faz. Oh, I should stop picking on Matty Faz. He is not a well man. Anyway, so yeah, from a captaincy point of view, you're probably looking at anyone from Richmond. well, streaming point of view, maybe you wouldn't captain them. I don't think there's too many captaincy options from Richmond, especially not with Taranto out. That's right, that is a very recent development as of lunchtime today. So, yeah, yet another reason you should keep your ear to the ground and adjust as news comes to hand, as Pete would say. But, yeah, so that's a big development, not on the team sheets, obviously, because it only happened this morning. But yes, so yeah, there's probably going to be points for your midfielders, your defs, depending on how they structure. Are they going to put Short into the midfield? Is Shea Bolton going to be playing more in the midfield than he has been? I don't know. Will they throw this new Tom Brown guy into defence more? Is he going to be relevant? Quite possibly. I like Tom Brown. Is he a classic option? I don't know. I'm going to say... Oh, I was going to say yes, but 423k, that's really awkward price. No, but definitely stream him and get him off your waiver wires, I would say. That's a great little draft piece of information from me. Trade-ins, I like Bolton. I really like Bolton. And I think with Taranto out, that's going to be even more relevant. But, yeah, McAuliffe, Lefau, or whatever his name was, that joined last couple of weeks. I picked him up in a keeper league, the BEP keeper league, because that's stupidly deep. He's been okay. So, yeah, could he get more of a spot? I don't know. Interesting to watch that Richmond side. It's going to be debutants and all kinds of fantasy-relevant stuff coming there because they're going through a bit of an injury crisis. So, never knowing what's going to happen there. One thing I did miss from the North Melbourne game is old mate straight out of Combin. I think he's going to be very good long-term. And from this week, I think he's quite cheap. 387, so it's a little bit more than you might want to pay, but job security's there. The North guys rate him, and he clunked a lot of intercept marks last week, so yeah, I'd be right on that if I needed a forward. Funny, if there's great options for defenders, great options for forwards. Midfield's not so much. I need a midfielder. It's because of their stupid bias. But yeah, so he's another great option in defense if you're looking to do that. Like I said, a little bit more, but that's probably something you want to look at. And that's all the games to speak of, but we do have a couple of teams on bye. So the Swans and the Pies are on bye, so that means, you know, you're going to be looking to get rid of potentially players like Grundy, Roberts, Jordan, Dacos. I'd be inclined to keep most of those, probably not Jordan, but yeah, the rest of them you could quite happily keep. Although I think I'm going to punt Roberts just because I have too many guys on buy. But I think he'd be fine to keep. But here's it. It's a tricky price, Roberts says. But it's like mid 500s. 555. So yeah, you'd have to get some money to go somewhere, which is kind of what I've done. Gone up to Bonner at the moment. You'd be guys like Bonner. Maybe you could go down to a Combin. Defensively, like a Cloisi or something in that space if you wanted to save a lot of money. Yeah. Even up to guys like Duzma or Horland Francis, or if you've got a lot of money, you can jump up to a Shai Bolton. So there's things in that space for that Roberts kind of amount of money. It's probably similar for Jordan, I guess, if you want to get rid of him. Jordan always gets me. 566, so almost the exact same scenario. Because he's a mid-forward, so you've probably got a little bit more flexibility. You could even go to Flanders, I think, if you've got quite a bit of money, although that's probably going to cost you a lot at the moment. 851, so yeah, I wouldn't be going all the way up to Flanders, but Bolton I really like if you're going to be getting your Jordan and finding some coin. Would you get rid of Grundy? I would, and I'd be going straight to Zeri. That's pretty much the only move I'd be considering. If you've got Grundy, I did that in like round two. 755, and Zeri is at 735, 753, so it's going to make enough, and it's a straight swap. Wouldn't bother me screwing around with the rucks too much in that space, I wouldn't have thought, but is there any rucks that you would consider lower than that? You can go Reece Stanley for a couple of weeks. He's been serviceable. It's probably more of a waiver draft guy, but I wouldn't bother with it, but yeah, just looks at that. Yeah, no cheap rucks, really. Anyone under like your Briggs or your Camerons, even your Soldos, which I wouldn't bother. It's hard to bother with cheap rocks in Classic. Yeah, Soldo's been serviceable but not consistent. Williams is more of your streamer guy. Good draft rock actually, especially this week, but yeah, I wouldn't bother. So yeah, it's Zeri or it's nothing really, I would say, unless you want to spend money and go up to Gorn if you don't have it. Gorn's quite expensive though, so you'd be looking at finding 200k. But if you can find it, that's probably your other option. It's a straight swap to Zeri, or it's a finding money to go to Gorn. That's pretty much the only things you could do. I think they're the only relevant guys from the buy. They're the ones I'm going to cover anyway, so hit me up if you want me to cover other any ones, and I probably won't do it. But yeah, no, hit me up on Twitter if you're really interested. I can have a look. It's bold predictions time. So on a fanny perspective, god damn it, I've done a count one. Perspective. You're a schmective. Detective. Luective. Oh, I'm going on my iterations. Literations. Don't know what that means. Anyway. Erasmus. Erasmus is going to get 110. Now, it's very likely he's going to be the sub and get 5. So I think 110, which means he'd have to get a full game and dominate against a pretty good midfield in Port. That's extremely bold. The football side, I'm going to say that North beat the Cats. The Cats have been very good. North have been pretty bad. The Cats are due for a down week, and maybe North get their shit together by one stage. Probably unlikely. Is that at the Cattery? I think it is at the Cattery too. So that's probably would need like 150 points from what's likely to happen. But we'll go it out there anyway. I like to be bold. I like to throw it out there and try and really smash things. Also, I'd love to see the Cats lose. And North win be quite good for the competition. That said, it's really not going to happen. So we could talk it up all we like, and it's not happening. All right, that is all the games. That is all the bold predictions. That is all the stuff that's worth talking about for today, the 12th of April, at now a solid beer o'clock of 5 p.m. So I'm going to call it, and have a fun fantasy week out there, chumps. Peace out.